Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Friday night, it's 80s. It's John Acosta. It's me. It's Mike Toomey. It's 8 o'clock, and then Saturday, 4 o'clock before you go out trick-or-treating or go out to your parties. 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Zany's Rosemont with Tim Cavanaugh. Apparently, I'm all choked up about it, but it'll be a good time.
Do you need some water?
Fun shows.
Want some water?
Actually, I have my handy water, my handy broadcaster water right here. Stand by.
Are you going to take any listeners with you from who come on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have them take them home?
What do you mean, like a listener sleepover?
Yeah, sleepover, and then they go with you on Saturday?
Break down in discussion groups about how the show went and all
that?
That'd
be great.
We probably should have offered a package tour ticket, right?
Now you're
the
talking.
Tour jacket.
Yep.
The whole thing. And then the big New Year's Eve show coming up, oddly enough, on New Year's Eve.
Really? That's
yeah,
a good time?
Yeah, it seems like the right time to do it. And tickets on sale for that, too. We can give you details on that a little bit later on. Once again, in this 9 o'clock hour on CLTV and on 720 WGN, we get an opportunity to have you meet a couple of really interesting people who are doing a wonderful thing in representing something called Diamond Angels. Now, let me introduce you to our brand new best friends here. First and foremost, Carolyn and Monica. Carolyn, you're one of the founders.
I am. We founded Diamond as a company in 2012 after the recession. We were looking for a way to help financial institutions better understand their female clients and to empower women to get out of the back seat and say, I don't understand money, and get in the driver's seat.
And here's the, what do you hear some of the statistics on this? But first, Monica, yes?
Yes.
Monica, how do you come to this?
So I come
this
to this
little party.
Yeah, it's been a great party at Diamond. So I'm a psychologist by background. And so when we started looking at the emotional financial security for women,
right,
at Diamond, we created the first quantitative measure of emotional financial security so that women can start to better understand how they're navigating their emotional relationship with money and what are the driving factors behind that. So at Diamond, we've come to really understand women and help them empower them through their relationship with money.
Yeah, it's interesting because there is it's not a genetic thing so much, I suppose, as an environmental thing, but the way you grew up with money,
that's right,
and your relationship to money. So who do you model as a woman growing up? Do you model how your mom handled the household finances? In other words, if mom just deferred
right.
it all to dad, are you more likely to do that?
Well, it's a lot of key money messages that women learn when they're young, and we all learn when we're young. So sometimes women are navigating the sort of their little girl and what their mother may have told them, but also what their father did and didn't tell them, as well as what happened at school and the fact that women may not have been encouraged to go into math and STEM programs, and society as a whole didn't necessarily support women having open conversations about money. So all those things she's still carrying with her. We often talk about women carrying all three relationships or tenses with them. So that's past, present, and future.
And personal finance is a big deal, obviously, because there's no reason, I don't care how happy your marriage is, there's no reason for you not to know where the money is. Things can happen any given day. But what you guys do as a larger piece of this, and Carolyn, you can speak to this, there's a statistic in the notes from Diamond that stunned me about how much money women receive from a typical amount of investment that comes in versus how much men get. Because you assume this imbalance still goes on. You hope it's getting smaller. But give me the $2.90 story.
Yes. Today, women currently get $2.90 for every $100 a male founder or entrepreneur receives from either an angel investor or a VC. And Babson University's did a study called the Diana Project, and they took a look at why is the gap so huge. And what they found out in talking to male investors and VCs was that people invest in people that look like them. So as women, we decided that in order to change that number, we have to get more women, female investors, or women involved in the ecosystem of the startup community.
Well, explain the difference between a venture capitalist and an angel investor.
A venture capitalist tends to be funding entrepreneurial ventures in further rounds. An angel investor could be a family and friends round or an angel round. It's earlier seed money. The risk in an angel venture is much greater than in a VC venture. The failure rate is higher, except for women. And the reason is because we don't have access to early capital. We we bootstrap so much longer that by the time we go into the market and look for either angel or VC money, we already have an ROI. We already are making money. We already have customers. So we're going actually to scale our businesses.
But I also know, I know a lot of VCs, and it's colder. It doesn't have the feel and the instinct that you combine with the science you're talking about, which I would think in the long run, though the risk may be higher, the success rate should be higher for what you're doing.
It definitely is for women. It's much higher. And much to the boys' chagrin.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. The psychology of this fascinates me as well. Once you have a startup, when you have a startup, those things we talk about, those things that are on you, those hang-ups you may have about money are still there. You may have a genius idea, but what do women need to do to take that genius idea and find diamond or take it to the next level?
So from a founder perspective, a lot of women, it's resolving that emotional relationship with money so that you can make bigger and better financial decisions as you're growing your organization from a startup perspective. But if you look at that future female funder, which are the women that we're hoping to engage in Diamond Angels to raise our campaign of $1.92 million to fund the gap for women, female founders in Chicago, those women were asking them to make a $1,000 contribution to stand up and say, this too is a part of my financial empowerment. Many women, when they go to the financial advisor, are discouraged against making an angel investment and becoming an angel investor. And so most of the traditional angel networks in Chicago tend to be rather male-led, male-dominated, and from that lens, as you stated, it's missing the science of how women approach money.
And there's a lot of money in this town.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean that just as a flip comment. I mean, money to invest. You look at what's going on over at 1871. What happened in 1892?
It's a good year, too. It's a good year.
1871. Or the nerdery in other places. But it's not all tech, is it?
No. In fact, if you look at female founders, they tend to solve problems. A perfect example would be Spanx, Sarah Blakely.
That's a great story.
Yeah, she's a billionaire today, and she owns her company in total.
But do I understand the story right? She just didn't like the way she felt in the clothes she was wearing, and she said there's got to be a better way and started messing around with it. Is that really how it came up?
That's my understanding.
How about that?
So simple.
From I want to feel better in this dress to $1 billion. That's not so bad.
And that's how women work. And
yeah, right? Problem solved.
It was white jeans, I think.
Oh, was that what it was?
She didn't like the way she looked in the back in white jeans.
Right. How about that? but there's a lot of women listening now who may have the great idea or maybe have some money.
Yes.
And we're going to try to marry the two. So we're going to come back and explain how that's all going to work. And you can explain to me why 1920 is a key piece of this. And Dave, write down all the dates, because apparently I'm having trouble with years.
1892 was that, Steve?
Yeah, exactly. What happened in 1892?
Well, that was the last time
the Cubs won the World
Columbus
Series before last? I don't know.
It's challenging times.
921, we also want to remind people, if they want more information, they have to leave us for a second here. If they don't hear part two, how do they get a hold of you there? Where their organization? Where do you send them?
We're online. It's www.diamond.com. And it's not the jewel diamond. It's diamond, DYMYND.com for Dynamic Minds.
Very nice. Diamond. Go there online and find out more, too. We'll come back to more in a second. 921 and 720 WGN. We're talking about diamond, DYMYND. Diamond. Did I spell that right? I did? Yeah, now I'm questioning everything. Dynamic Minds, angel investing for women to encourage women to do more of the same. What's the 1920 piece?
1920 came out of the Voting Rights Act. That's when white women won the right to vote.
Right.
And so we decided that 1920 would be a vote your money campaign, and we're asking 1920 women to contribute $1,000 each to collectively fund 20 female-led startups in Chicago and the Midwest.
And how do they do that?
They can go onto the Diamond site, go to Diamond Angels, click on Learn More, and you can make your donation. It's through PayPal, and we're very happy to.
Now, you'll take the boys' money as well, I hope.
Absolutely.
Right? But the encouraging women to get involved is more of the empowerment of women as well. Do they become instant silent investors as well, or do they become part of the organization at large?
They become part of the organization at large.
And, again, speak to the psychology of that, because if somebody is able to make a contribution, what does that do for the overall hope of the goal here?
Well, listen, the funding gap that we have in Chicago when it comes to the entrepreneurial community is two-sided. The first thing is that we know that that male investor, as Carolyn mentioned before, is biased towards women. The other side is that female funders are not often in a position where they're encouraged to do those types of investments. So we need her to make a commitment to her. We often say investing in you is an investment in her. Making that $1,000 contribution is the commitment that women need to say, I'm going to go on this journey with Diamond Angels and learn about angel investing and all the different sides of it. And we're going to do it from the psychological perspective of helping you to empower your emotional relationship with money. We hope you'll become better investors overall. We hope that one day you'll become an angel investor here in Chicago. There's only 19% of women angel investors in the U.S. are actually female angel investors. And we think with all the dynamic women here in Chicago and the leaders here, the richness of the community, that Chicago can shine a really bright light on this issue.
I don't know if you guys want to talk about any projects you're currently involved with through this, but I mean, there's got to be a few you're really pumped about, right?
Well, we're always pumped about different ventures that women are doing. And basically, it's because when she starts a venture, because she's solving a problem, it has impact for all of us. And so we're very pumped about one woman here in Chicago who is looking at creating a nanny Uber service. And she's on the South Side, and she's going to make it a much more strict driver protocol, and parents get to interview drivers, but it's solving the problem.
Wait, that's a cool idea. So you're talking about a woman, a service started by the particular woman that would be able to pick up the kids from something and bring them back, that type of thing? I mean, I don't want to give away too many deals on a developing project, but is that essentially the overview?
I think that's essentially the overview. I mean, that's the great thing about Chicago. Again, women are solving problems. We've also got relationships with all the female-led incubator spaces and programs here in Chicago. Miss Tech is a very formidable program. WeSTEM coming out of 1871. You've also got programs at Blue 1647, the 1919 Initiative, as well as Lift Up Lift. And that's what's really exciting about this project. We are going in with diverse women all together, everybody holding hands and saying, this is our commitment to close that funding gap, that this is unacceptable, $2.90.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Before we run out of time here, one thing that I think is really important, I mean, we're talking about the fact that men have missed the message here in a big way for far too long, whether intentional or accidental, or just that whole thing, well, I need to take care of her. Women need to take care of themselves better as well and be better to each other. So what do you want to say to mothers and grandmothers who are listening, who've got that incredibly energetic teenager or young college student who's got a great idea and maybe they're not sure if they should encourage her?
Oh, well, encourage and encourage on. The future of women in leadership is going to be far more dynamic than what we see in corporate America. Women are much more likely, and women of color, diverse women, much more likely to go and start an entrepreneurial initiative. And if you
so drop that whole thing about I don't want her to get hurt. I don't want her to.
Oh, no.
We got to encourage women to go out and take chances the same way we do for men.
That's exactly it. And when we take that chance, we're able to accomplish a lot more. As Carolyn said, we've got that return on investment for you. We can do it.
Cool idea. You guys are doing good stuff.
Thank you.
Sounds like you got a lot of partners, too, that want to play along.
Absolutely. The whole community wants to be part of this. And what we are doing actually is bridging the gap that exists in Chicago between the founders and the funders and creating an ecosystem where everybody is welcome to participate.
Need more information? You want to contribute? You got a little cash? It's all good. Diamond Angels, is it .com or .org?
.com.
DiamondAngels.com. Don't forget the spelling, Dynamic Minds at DYMYND. DiamondAngels.com. You keep us up to date on what's happening.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you both.
Thank you so much.
9:31, big story next, 720 WGN.